This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. If you are imagining the events that can lead to an emergency room visit, you might think of an accident, perhaps a sports injury. How about falling? The National Safety Council says that falls account for nearly 9 million visits to the emergency room each year. It's especially risky for the elderly. 1 in 3 adults over 65 fall every year, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that falls are among the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for older people. Borges Medical Center is offering classes on balance and falling through November. Megan Gose is Injury Prevention Coordinator and Educator for Borges. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Who's at risk of falling? Who could perhaps sustain an injury falling around the house or anywhere else?
Well, like you said, 1 in 3 older adults over the age of 65 fall each year. So it's very prevalent for maybe the older generation. But falls can happen for anybody. There are a lot of factors that are risky for falls as well.
Are there some people who just don't have particularly good balance and they might be somewhat at risk of falling?
Yeah, there are, you know, and as you get older, maybe your activity levels kind of dwindle down a little bit, and that's a risk factor for falls if you're not as strong as you used to be. But as far as balance, you know, anyone can exercise, and that's what we focus on in this class. The more active you are and the more you're taking care of your body, the stronger your body is.
So can balance be improved for someone who might not feel that they're especially strong on their feet?
Absolutely.
What sort of exercises are good for that sort of thing?
Through Matter of Balance, we do a lot of exercises. We work on all of the major joints in the body. You know, your ankle is most important. That's the one that sends all the signals from the terrain you're walking on. If you're tripping over something, you know, it sends those messages to your brain. And if that joint is strong, then you're more or less to fall because you can account for changes in the terrain when you're walking. So we definitely work on that and Matter of Balance. But as far as having a strong overall body, that would help with balance.
Running, aerobic exercise, that sort of thing?
Sure, or even just muscle conditioning or range of motion exercises as well.
Are there certain activities which people may take part in and think that they're not particularly risky, but maybe they do increase the risk that someone might fall?
Yeah, small example. I mean, how many times have we stood on a chair to change a light bulb? Or if you're using an assistive device, a walker, a cane, how many times have you thought, well, I can make it to the kitchen without it, you know, and that can cause a fall. So what we talk about in Matter of Balance is all those little habits that you may have that are risky behaviors that you don't even think are risky behaviors. Even something as simple as having clutter in your home can cause a fall as well.
So can a home be made safer for someone and made so that they are not as likely to fall?
Absolutely. Area rugs are a big risk factor. You can trip over them. Even if you have area rugs with the non-slip stuff under them, they can still move. Having railings in your home is a good idea, too. Pets are a big issue. You know, cats always want to rub on your legs or the dogs are jumping. So making sure that your pets are under control when you're moving around in the house can help with preventing a fall.
You mentioned kind of looking around the home for clutter and those sort of things. Can you also look to make a home maybe a little more friendly to a fall so that maybe you do fall, but perhaps you limit the injury that could come about as a result?
Yeah, you can make changes in your home, making sure that you don't have hard stools everywhere. If you do fall, you're not going to hit them. Making sure you have maybe a phone in every room. In case you do fall, you can call for help if you can't get up. Maybe things that you wear when you're in the home as far as good slippers or no slippers at all. Keep your tennis shoes on. So there are things that you can do in the home as far as, you know, stools or rugs or whatever you have in your home to make it safer.
You mentioned having a phone in every room. Might also having someone just keep a cell phone on them not be a bad idea, because it is terrifying to think of someone falling and just kind of stuck there.
Yeah, and unfortunately that happens a lot. So if you are planning ahead and making sure that you have systems in place in case that does happen, you'll be safer. Maybe a life alert button around your neck if that's, you know, for you. And again, what works for one person might not work for everybody. So you just have to kind of assess your situation and see what would work best for you.
Are there things that might be aimed particularly at people who have aging parents? You know, they may be caregivers or something like that and may not be particularly at risk right now of falling, but they might be on the lookout or caring for someone who does have a greater risk.
Yes. I've had people in caregivers take the Matter of Balance class for ideas because, like I said, we talk about home modifications, physical mobilities, falling is not a natural part of aging, but aging is natural. And, you know, it's going to happen to everybody. So if you're planning ahead and you have those ideas for the person you're caring for, or your mom or your dad that may be there at one point, then you can take a more proactive stance and make sure that you're preventing falls in the future.
One of the things I see on your flyer for the Matter Balance class is that it's aimed in part at anyone who restricts their activities because of concerns about falling. Do people get scared? And is that something that maybe they have to work to overcome? I mean, can you get so scared that, in fact, you make yourself even more at risk in some ways if you're just almost frozen by the idea that you might fall?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why this class was created. It's tailored toward the fear of falling. And maybe you have fallen in the past, and that's what makes you afraid of falling. So you don't go out and do the things that you used to love, going, you know, to a show or going to your grandson's soccer game. You know, if you're afraid of falling, that limits your activity. When you limit your activity, your body becomes weaker, and then that causes a greater risk for fall. So even if you haven't had a fall, maybe some people are just really afraid of falling, and we worked through that. We take negative attitudes and we learn how to tailor them to make them more positive. So maybe I'm generally nervous when I walk is something we talk about, and that's kind of negative. So in the class, we'll learn to change that to I'm confident when I walk with my walker, or I'm confident when I walk with, you know, my friend, and kind of change attitudes about that to make it okay for them to go out and be active and just slowly overcome that fear of falling.
You mentioned you're walking with a friend. I'm wondering if the buddy system is not maybe a bad idea for a couple of people who may have this fear of falling or have a concern that if you go out together, there's somebody who can call for help or pick up a cell phone or whatever has to be done. The idea of being alone and falling may be terrifying, but being with somebody else may be a little different.
Yes, and it is different. You know, if you're an individual who's home a lot and you're home alone a lot, you know, maybe that fear would be greater because you think, you know, how can I call for help, or what would I do if I'm falling and I'm alone? But if you're with someone, like you said, there's someone to help if you need it, someone to call help for help. And, you know, if you're afraid of falling and you don't go out of your house as much as you used to, you know, that can slowly turn into depression. You know, these things sneak up on us. So if you're with a friend, you're getting that socialization, you have someone to help, and it's just generally a more positive experience for the person. So having a buddy and using the buddy system, definitely that would help.
You do mention setting realistic goals for increasing activity.
Mm-hmm.
As you work with people, especially if they're a little older, do you have to sometimes recognize the limits of what they can do at 65 as opposed to what they could have done at 35?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we always say, do what you can do. You know, if you're 65, maybe you're not going to go out the next day and run a marathon. But if you're going to walk more in your neighborhood or walk to your friend's house, you know, just do what you can do at that time. We talk about in Matter of Balance, there's formal exercise and informal exercise. Both of them, you're moving and you're working on, you know, being stronger and making your body stronger. But you don't necessarily have to go to the gym to exercise. If all you can do is, like I said, walk around the neighborhood or just walk more often, then that's perfect exercise for that person and their body.
Can informal exercise include perhaps walking to do an errand that otherwise you might have gotten in the car for?
Yeah. Yep. Anytime you're up and moving, and if you're using the assistive devices, if you know you need to use those, so make sure you're being safe about it. But yeah, walking can definitely be exercise. That's good for anybody, but we just stress, do what you can do. You know, it shouldn't be something that's stressful. It should be something that's enjoyable and something that's good for your body.
Assistive devices, you mentioned a walker, a cane. You know, I can imagine there are some people as they reach their later elderly years, shall we say, who find, you know, having to use those things to be cumbersome, or perhaps it's, you know, a matter of pride that they don't want to. But is that something that you talk about, that these are important tools to avoid the fall that you don't want to have?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. A lot of people that are in the class have canes or walkers. And sometimes it's common for them not to want to use their cane because they don't want to feel like they have a you know, like a cumbersome device that they have to use and carry around. But we talk about, you know, if you have it, use it. It helps. You have it for a reason. During the class, the 8 weeks class of Matter of Balance, we actually have an OT or a PT come in and show them how to use their device correctly. Maybe they have fallen and they have knee replacements or hip replacements. The OT will show them how to get up off the floor and use their device and get help. So we not only do we stress the importance of using their device, but we have a therapist come in and show them how to correctly use their device.
OT and PT are...
occupational therapist and physical therapist.
So these devices, that's another, I suppose, factor we have to work in here, that people may have a cane, but perhaps they don't lean on it correctly. There's some there's a learning that goes on with that as well.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, maybe someone doesn't have it adjusted properly. You know, if your cane's too high, it's not going to work for you the way you need it to. Or if you're not walking correctly with your walker and it's more getting in the way instead of helping you, that can cause a fall because you're not using the device correctly. So we talk about that in the class, and we make sure that when they leave the class that they are using their device correctly and they're safer in general.
Megan Ghost, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Megan Ghost is injury prevention coordinator and educator for Borges. More information about the Balance Matters class at Borges can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.